You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. DiPietro and Rothenberg.
J.J. McCarthy, where do you think you're going to draft
New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. They're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love Mr. Shane.
Is Joe Shane that smart?
Have the Giants made calls, and are they making calls to move up?
The answer is yes.
Joe Shane told me it's going to be, quote, an interesting 24 hours around here.
Brilliant from the Giants' perspective. There's no reason anybody should know what their plan is here.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, couple of things. Firstly, I better start working on the mock draft. We're doing it this morning at 9:30, right? So I gotta get to work at some point.
You haven't even worked on it yet?
No, not yet.
Don't act like you're shocked.
I have an idea of what I'm going to do, but I want to wait till the last minute before I really put this thing together.
Well, this guy's unbelievable.
So maybe when RJ's doing
imagine
stuff,
if Dave
you miss.
Was the general manager.
No, I think Dave would take Dave would be in his glory as a general manager.
All I want to do is be in a draft room.
I think that Dave would excel.
All I want to do is be hated by other GMs. Any draft room. That's it.
There's a real chance you were hated, though, by all the other GMs.
But I don't care. Why would I care?
I would care. I mean, it's not great for business if the other GMs hate you.
Well, but why would they hate me?
Well, I don't know. Because you snap, tell them to go bob for apples, drown yourself in a tub. They don't give you what you want.
Well, go drown yourself in a tub.
Like a baby.
Here's the thing. I didn't say that unprovoked. If the other GMs are going to tell me that I'm an awful person, then I'm going to react. But that would make them probably unlike GMs as well.
Dave calls Denver and makes up, you know, that offer that Patrick Surtain and the number 6 and all that stuff. He makes that offer and Denver GM,
Payton.
Payton. He just says, no, I'm not doing that. You insult him and you hang up the phone.
No, I would not.
I don't know.
No, I would not.
Heat of the moment, I don't know.
I was attacked and that's why I went off on that guy. Anyhow, my second question, in our mock draft, are we incorporating trades into it?
Yeah, I think it's going to just be, you're going to get a correct answer for if the player goes at that number.
So it doesn't matter if I say it's going to be the Cardinals, they're going to be picking 6th.
No.
It's just, does that player go in that spot?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that needed to be clarified, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's usually how we do it, I think.
All right, let's go to the callers, 1-800-919-3776. Purple Belt Mike, PBM, 98.7 ESPN. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Shout out to the companies. What a day today, guys. Oh, I'm fired up. You were talking about the Knicks before, and I was going to talk the Jets, but it's the Knicks. You got me going. The Knicks are going to win. You can't spell Philly without two L's in a row. That's what's going on. We're going to win tonight. The Knicks are playing Mortal Kombat. You're going to see a fatality, baby. Your soul is mine, Philly. You're done. Done. Let's go Knicks, baby. Let's go Knicks.
You know what's funny? Call screener, Jets taking a left tackle. Call,
yeah.
Knicks.
Well, he just told you. He was going to talk. He wanted to talk
did
Jets,
a 180.
But we had him fired up for the Knicks.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's good that we could do that.
Yeah, I'm glad. Well, we had someone calling earlier in the week that said they don't usually watch the Knicks, but because we're talking about them, they started watching.
I got a couple emails about it as well, saying, I think I read it to you, right? Like, I live in Virginia,
yep.
And I have no interest at all in the Knicks, but you guys make it so entertaining and exciting that now I'm actually following it into the Knicks.
I'll be interested to see what happens early in this game with the referees.
They'll probably call it closely, I would imagine.
Yeah, or there's going to be some a little bit of makeup after that two-minute report came out. Do you guys a solid since we messed up the end of the game?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and plus they're in Philly.
Right. And you figure they get a little home cooking. You know what's wild, too? The difference, because we talk about it in the NFL, and the difference between being home and on the road spread-wise is like, what, three points either way? Maybe 2.5, maybe like a combined 5. So the Knicks were giving 5.5 on Monday night. Tonight they're getting 5.5 points.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
It is a big difference, but you also, I mean, it's as far as players' performance, I mean, it's you don't necessarily hear that. You don't hear it in, right? Like, I understand, like, when you're, you know, away in the NFL, you talk about crowd noise, as you know, silent count, like all those things that you have to deal with. But you don't say to yourself, like, you know, role players on our team play better at home than they do on the road.
No.
The NBA is really the only place that you hear that.
And look at what the home teams have done in the NBA postseason so far. I think three road teams have won a game so far.
Yeah, well, you had
Miami,
the Pacers won.
Indiana and Dallas, right? Are those the three?
Dallas won, yeah.
Right. But, I mean, everybody else has won their home games.
Did you see, by the way, Tyrese Halliburton's interview again where he changed his voice?
No.
No, yeah. Mid-answer, changed his voice.
Wait, so he's in the middle of giving an answer and then the voice just changes?
Voice changes.
Do you have any idea why it changed?
No, we did this the one time. Remember, he did it on McAfee.
I remember we played it and heard it, yes.
And they asked him, and he doesn't, I don't even think he recognizes that he does it.
Maybe he has some kind of like another person in
there. I'm sure Santi can find it. It was all over the place.
Really?
Yeah. Because he has the deep voice. And then all of a sudden it's
how
like
does it? It goes from deep to like high pitched.
Yeah.
Really?
I remember the first time he did it, and he was and like somebody pointed it out to him, and he didn't even realize it. So I'm gonna pull up the new one, see how it sounds.
You see the new one, huh?
I'm gonna look for it.
So he's just like, we shot well.
It's not that deep. Yeah, but it's like it sounds like okay, yeah, that's his voice, and then all of a sudden, boom, high pitch.
So something to like this, right? He's like. So we need to continue to shoot the threes, and if we do that, we're going to get the best version of ourselves because we love shooting threes. Like, it's like that?
I don't know if it's that. It's
not that extreme?
It's not that pronounced, but it's definitely, you can tell, like, where people are starting to notice it now.
But you can tell there's a change.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go to George in Stony Brook. George has a conflict. Good morning, George.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm in a bit of a pickle. I need some advice from you guys.
All right.
So I'm a diehard Knicks fan, so you know I'm watching every single game. But, you know, of course, today is the draft as well. Today is my anniversary with my girlfriend.
Oh,
and
God. Well, now, hang on.
She wants to
anniversary with girlfriend, right?
Yes.
All right. We'll take that into account. Go ahead.
But it's just not a normal girlfriend. We have a child, and she's expecting a second.
Oh, okay.
We're going to dinner tonight.
What time?
Around 6:30.
6 would be better.
Exactly. But, you know, she likes to take her time to eat and stuff, so it's going to go through the Knicks game, at least the first half.
Oh,
I also want to watch the draft. I don't know what to do because I want to watch it on my phone.
No, you can't do
that. She's a lunatic.
George.
No, you can't do that.
George, can I ask a couple questions first, please?
I have a question as well.
Okay, let me ask the first question.
Yeah.
George, how long have you guys been together?
How long have we been together?
Yeah.
It's pretty, not too long, like 3 years.
That's a pretty long time.
That's a sizable amount of time. I mean,
right.
They have a child and a second one on the way. All right, my question, George, could you not say to her, you know I love you, you know you're the most important thing, but there's a lot going on tonight. Could we celebrate the anniversary maybe tomorrow night?
She couldn't care less. She
hates
sports.
But you care, and she cares about you, right?
Correct.
All right. So, is there any way that you could say, listen, you know how much I love you. I want it to be a special night.
It's too late. It's too late.
What do you mean?
It's too late.
No, I don't know.
It's too late. This is
a pregnant woman.
Right. But, George, this is how, and we appreciate the phone call, this is how you should have handled this thing. It should have been. Draft didn't sneak up on anyone, right? We knew draft was going to be tonight. He's a big Knicks fan. You knew that game 3 was going to be tonight. What should have happened was, hey, listen, I know our anniversary is on Thursday, but I have to work on Friday, so I really want to enjoy our time out together. Why don't we do it on Friday night? That way, because, I mean, he said she likes to sit, you know, take her time, eat,
right.
Relax. That way we can really enjoy dinner, and maybe we can go, you know, go do something after. Maybe I take you someplace else for dessert afterwards. We really enjoy the night.
Right. We have a great time together. I just think you're setting yourself up for a real
And
fun
then we
time.
Make we make passionate love without real any, you know, any worry because you're already pregnant.
With that.
And we can really take advantage of the situation.
And here we are.
It is. It's a treat. It really is.
Your mind is a treat, is what it is.
You got to look at all the positives when making decisions.
But you could also be honest. No.
No, it's too late. It's too late.
You couldn't have said
no.
Like I love you. I want to be with you. But it's, you know what? There's so much going on in the world of sports. It's an important night for me. Could we go out on Friday?
No. It had to be done earlier. It's already planned now. I'm sure they already have the babysitter. Whoever's watching, who's ever watching their son or daughter now is already set up. You can't cancel last minute.
So he misplayed his hand.
Yes.
Terribly.
Terribly.
I have the Tyrese Halliburton audio for you.
Wait, I've already heard it. Raymond just heard it for the first time, and he's stunned.
And again, I've heard another clip of his voice changing, and it was like a little jarring. This one, like, it actually disturbs me.
But maybe he's doing it to be seen, to be noticed.
No. This doesn't feel like an act. This feels like
genuinely
it just happens.
Believe that this is he can't really control himself, and this is what he's doing.
I don't think he even notices.
All right, here is Tyrese Halliburton. What is this, after game two?
Post game, yeah.
Post game two when the Pacers won.
What's to come, you know, in the series? And,
you know, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us.
Like, it just happens. I thought something happened with the mic.
Wait, I got to hear it again. I didn't notice anything there.
What's to come, you know, in the series? And,
you know, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us.
You don't hear that?
Wait a minute. I thought that first part was the question.
No, that's him.
That's the same guy.
Let me hear it again.
What's to come, you know, in the series? And,
you know, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us.
That's the same guy.
Or that's sped up.
No.
That's the same guy.
Dave, that is the same guy.
That's the same guy.
But that doesn't make sense. You don't go from answering a question and then it just on a dime it changes to a different voice.
That's Harvey Dent. I don't know what's going on here, man.
Let me hear it again.
What's to come, you know, in the series? And,
you know, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us.
That's AI.
No, it's not AI. That's not the full clip, I don't think.
I could play the full clip for you.
There's an edit there. You hear the edit.
Right, but the edit is because he talks in the deep voice for a while. So if you don't want to sit and listen to the entire answer, you can get the deep voice side by side.
I can give you the entire clip. Like, it's less the first voice is more prominent for way longer. But I can play the whole clip.
Give him a regular clip.
We expect a great crowd. A lot of people are excited about what's to come, you know, in the series. And,
you know, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us. So, you know, we're excited to
go. I'm playing this off the video. There's no edit here.
I'm not going to do it. Go ahead.
I think if you listen closely, there's a kind of a clearing of the throat. And maybe
what all of a sudden happens?
Maybe the clearing of the throat made it go from a deep voice to a higher pitched voice.
It's almost like he's like he has a like he's Stefan, and then he turns into
Stefan,
and then he turns into Steve Urkel.
I don't know. It's very odd. I still stand by AI.
That's not
AI.
It's
not AI. People are there.
I listened to it live. That was how he was talking. He did the exact same thing on McAfee.
If you notice, it's when there's a throat clearing and it goes from to
What's to come, you know, in the series? And,
you know, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us.
I give up. I'm convinced it could be AI, though. 1-800-919.
This is not the first instance.
3776. Well, AI's been around. Maybe he's a test case.
AI doesn't practice, though.
That's fair. Who needs practice? 1-800-919-3776. We're inching our way towards Knobservation and DHIF. Then we have Renan, Samini, Stuff You Missed, Mock Draft, 1-800-919-3776, DNR 98.7 ESPN.
Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samuel Payne. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. J. Shaw to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments are available. Go to samwellpain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. J. Shaw. Go to samwellpain.com. Regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Payne now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit samwellpayne.com. You'll wish you met Dr. Shaw sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page.
Oh, what is this? Is the show Family Matters?
I love
that's
this song.
That's right. That's right. You mentioned Urkel. I had to
that's
throw
a great
that
theme song.
Yeah, but it's not one of the greats.
Oh, no, it's a great one.
It's
really
great.
It's a great one.
Well, now, this was a spinoff, right? Family Matters?
I don't think it
I
was.
I thought it was.
What would it have been a spinoff of?
What was the show with Cousin Larry and Balky? Was
it Perfect Strangers.
Was it not off of that?
Yeah, actually. Wow, good job by you. Because, yeah, Harriet was the elevator operator. The wife, Harriet, was the elevator operator.
I mean, right, you see what I did?
Wow.
That's a good pull by you.
It's a great pull.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
I thought Perfect Strangers came after.
No. I mean, come on.
I was a child at the time.
Hey, if anyone was going to be good at pulling, you know it was going to be Dave.
And you know what? You're the worst, right? Instead of admonishing and being like, funny. That's not funny, you jerk. You're like,
it's funny.
It wasn't funny.
It's hilarious.
It was sad.
It's not even bad, though. You see what Charles Barkley did the other day with the shake weight?
Oh, no. I did not see
They had
see
him
this.
With the shake weight.
Oh, God.
He's talking about how good he was. Yeah, come on.
Chuck is having a good time.
Great.
Chuck lost some dough last night, though.
What, he made a wager?
Well, Shaq said that the Heat were going to win by 10.
Oops.
Then he doubled the bet at half.
Wait, Shaq said the Heat will win by 10?
Win by 10.
And
they won by 10.
And he put money on that?
He bet Charles.
There must have been some kind of odds, no?
No, I think he just bet Charles. I didn't see the whole thing. He bet Charles, and then he said at half he wanted to double the bet.
Well, of course he would want to double the bet.
Well, why would he want to double the bet? Boston was still winning at halftime.
I thought Charles wanted to double the bet.
No, Shaq wanted to double the bet. Or one. Listen, I don't know. One of them doubled the bet, and then Shaq ended up winning.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Barkley's a renowned poor gambler to begin with.
Well, he probably has the money.
I've heard stories where he's been gotten himself in quite the pickle. I mean, it's been public stuff, right? Where he's owed millions to casinos. He admittedly loves to gamble.
Right. I mean, and yeah, I know some of the stories you're talking about. Are we talking, Ohtani translator kind of money?
I don't have a number for you. I don't know. But a lot
that
of
was,
money. Dude, like taking out large markers and had to pay it back to casinos.
See, that's the problem.
I don't know that we're talking about $16 million, but in the millions.
Well, who knows? I mean, he's probably taking out, what a marker, $500,000 marker or something like that?
Certainly possible. Certainly possible. All right, let's go to Will in Pearl River. Hi, Will. You're next up on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going? I'm on my way to work.
Good morning.
Guys, you got to explain to me. The NBA says that they missed calls in the last 2 minutes of the game against the Knicks. How are they calling that? But when Jalen Brunson takes the ball down court, the bald-headed guy is mugging him, right? The other guy who covers him is basically holding his hand down the court. DiVincenzo gets a rebound. He's slapped in the face, and they miss that. I don't understand that. Do you guys feel like that at the very least they're being very physical with Brunson and they get called a foul on him on the way up? I mean, no wonder he's tired at the end of the game.
Well, I think that's kind of what Tibbs was saying, is there was no way they could call that on the inbounds just with how they've, you know, how they officiated the game on Brunson.
It's silly. Listen, I'm rooting for you guys to beat Anita and Amani. Anita is a welcher. She welched on a bet with me.
Really?
Well, tell us about this.
Yes.
What happened?
2017, the Yankees had a lead over the Orioles that was dwindling for the pennant. The 2017-2018. And you know how she's got a problem with gambling. She was getting frisky on the phone, and she was inviting callers to call her up to make a bet that the Yankees were going to blow the lead. Well, I called her. I got through, and we bet a round of golf at a course that she plays at that's by my house up here in Pearl River that the Yankees would hold on to the lead. If they did, she'd buy me a round of golf. If they didn't, I would buy her a round of golf. Well, the Yankees held on to the lead. Not only did she not come through on her bet, she denied it ever happened and claimed she makes so many bets that she doesn't remember what she lost or what she won. She finally kind of begrudgingly admitted that she made the bet, but she still owes me a round of golf.
Well, on behalf of everyone here at 98.7, I'm sorry that happened.
That's okay. I got witnesses. My family was in the car behind me when I was driving, so they know.
I'm sure it happened. I mean, Renita has a renowned problem, and she makes a lot of wagers, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. No worries. I got no problem with you guys. I want you guys to drop them. Be careful of Amani, though. He's sneaky athletic, man. I met him in person a couple times.
I don't think he's going to be
sneaky. I don't think there's anything sneaky about it.
The guy's like 6'4".
No. For a big dude, he can move, man.
Yeah, but I mean, and thanks for the call, Will. Rick, when I see Amani covering every inch of the court, I'm like, boy, this is surprising. I think it's fully expected athleticism that I'm anticipating seeing.
Yeah, like scouting reporters, I expect Armani to be pretty athletic.
Yeah, I expect Armani to be athletic as well. I expect you to move well, too.
He also, by the way, I mean, you can't feel good about making a bet with someone that steals cheese out of someone, you know, other people's refrigerators.
It was not her finest moment.
I mean, maybe because she's made...
And the next day... The poor mother, right, it was at my friend Jeff's house. We had the fantasy draft. The poor mother wanted to make the kids, like, you know, a ham, egg, and cheese sandwich.
No cheese.
No, Anita stole all the cheese.
All the cheese.
Wasn't there anymore.
Oh.
Not the poor kids.
The poor kids.
Yeah, the kids.
Also the same person that hired a convicted felon to fix your scooter.
We know that he was a convicted felon?
He had some past...
She stole string cheese from my friend Jeff's house. All the cheese. It wasn't only string. It was string.
I've had Anita in my home. She ate all our cheese.
It's true.
She ate your cheese too?
Well, because before, remember the Atlanta New England Super Bowl party at the K compound?
Yeah.
Anita came over with her friend. She said, is it okay if I bring a friend? I said, that's fine. They came over. We were doing a little pre-gaming. And Sherry put out like a nice platter. All the cheese for Anita.
Gone.
No one else had a chance at the cheese.
So she's also a cheese fiend, is what you're saying.
Fiend. She loves cheese.
A little mousy.
Here is Tom Thibodeau reacting to the last two-minute report that came out.
No, I'm more concerned with the 46-minute report. No, and I mean that. I knew they couldn't call a foul there. I'm watching the way Jalen's being guarded.
And he's kind of playing the game there, right?
Well, I think, listen, I think I told you this yesterday. We all expect, once you hit the postseason, that it's going to be officiated a little bit different. Some of the things that they're calling early on in the season, like there are plenty of times during, you know, the preseason, we saw it with Major League Baseball, right, blocking second base, when they're, hey, we're going to call it a lot early just so you guys get used to it and we curb your habit of doing it. But when you get to the postseason, you expect things are going to be a little bit more physical, and the referees aren't going to want to insert themselves into the game nearly as much. So in Tibbs' mind, that game was officiated a certain way where they were allowing, you know, the Sixers to be really physical with Jalen. So if you're going to allow that for 46 minutes, why all of a sudden now, in that spot, would you decide you wanted to call the foul? and I think people would say to you, if it's a foul in, you know, the first minute, it should be a foul in the 48th minute.
You know what? I think you're gonna be on whatever side your team is on.
Right. I mean, it's going to be an excuse. If you lost, it's an excuse as to why you lost.
Right.
It's not going to, you're not going
to
focus
on. It's not why
on,
you lost.
No, it's not. But it makes you feel better. It makes you feel better, though.
Does it really, though? You're down 2-0. It's all the same. You're still down 2-0.
Right, but you it's part of like the it's part of the psychology of it to make yourself feel better about a loss. We should have that game was ripped away from us by the referees.
Okay, you know you still lost. You're still down 2-0. Tim McGraw coming to UBS Arena Thursday, May 9th. That's 2 weeks from today. Be caller number
6.
6 right now because the Giants pick 6 tonight. 888-987-ESPN. You score a pair of tickets. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We continue with your calls. We have Knobs. We have DHIF. We have your calls. And we have more brilliant analysis. DNR 98.7 ESPN. All right, to hit a home run, everything needs to line up perfectly. No different than finding the person that you want to marry. When the time comes to propose, do what Michael Kay did. Visit the engagement experts at London Jewelers. They'll make shopping for a ring easy and help you hit it out of the park. Let them help you pick or design the perfect ring to fit any budget from their 2 by London collection. London Jewelers today. Visit them because they're getting it just right. So you go to London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including Americana Mall and the Mall at Short Hills. Mention Michael told you to stop by, and you will now get the very beautiful Michael K. treatment.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Buster Olney just tweeted the best and worst run differentials in baseball. Have you seen what the White Sox are doing?
It's disgusting.
I believe that this is accurate that I saw the other day. They've been shut out 8 times in like 22 games.
It's gross.
They are beyond bad. They are, I mean, they're on the verge of being one of the worst teams in baseball. RJ, serious question. I'm not giving you a hard time, just asking you. They've played 24 games. You have any idea what the White Sox record is?
I think they've only won like 6.
No, 3. Less.
They're 3 and 21.
Oh, that's not good.
I doubled their win total.
They're 3 and 20. I mean, by the way, Astros are 7 and 18.
Oh, that's what a shame.
That might be one of the biggest surprises. Well, that might be the biggest surprise.
Jose Abreu can't hit the baseball anymore.
No, it's terrible. And if you're on my fantasy team, like there's a good chance that you can't hit the baseball.
Right. So you get drafted by Dave and all of a sudden you forget how to play baseball.
I mean, I have Jackson Holliday, fantasy team. He's hitting like .30. Like he's looking at Lindor being like, man, I wish I could hit the ball like that guy.
Lindor had a big game.
He had a big game.
Yesterday, finally. Castellanos hitting like .160. I mean, you name it. You're having a bad start to the season, you're on my fantasy baseball team. But the White Sox run differential through 24 games, minus, what do you think, Rick?
I've already seen it.
Oh. -82. Brutal. They are. I can't even believe. Like
24 games.
Look at how many runs they've scored.
They don't score runs.
They've scored 53 runs.
In 24 games. They've been shut out 8 times. But the common theme around Major League Baseball, the common thought is, well, the Oakland A's are there. They're the biggest joke and they stink. They're 9-16. They have 3 times the wins as the White Sox. They're 3-21.
Part of this is just because the Guardians are, they've been good. They're 10 games over 500. Did you see how many games out the White Sox are?
They're 14 games out.
Sad.
It's April.
But, I mean, 24 games to have that run differential. Oh,
mine is 82. They've allowed 135 runs.
I got to see the 3 games they won now.
Well, I mean, you just can't help yourself. You got to back into wins every now and then.
Beat the Braves 3-2. They beat the Guardians 7-5. And they beat the Royals 2-1.
They exploded against the Guardians.
Look at that. 7 runs.
Holy.
All right, so let's get back to it. 1-800-919-3776. Again, let's kind of map out the night. We've got the Knicks at 7:30. You can hear that right here on 98.7 ESPN. Draft, 8 o'clock. You can go ABC for the draft. We had your doppelganger on the other day, RJ, Field Yates.
Yeah, he was very good on his birthday.
Very good. He said he has a really close friend that lives, I think he said in the Carolinas, that listens to the show nonstop and reports back if we ever say anything negative or positive about Field to him.
He's not backing down to you, by the way.
I'm not scared of him.
About the colleges?
Not scared of him at all.
I think you should be a little worried.
Really?
I mean, not concerned. I would still favor you, but I just, you know, I wouldn't
well,
totally
poo-poo. Why would I have worry?
I think he knows his stuff.
I think he knows his stuff, too. But do you not think I know my stuff?
I do, but this would be your fiercest competitor ever.
You know what? Grasso had the same belief that he was going to go toe-to-toe, and I dismantled him.
That wasn't even competitive.
It was not, but if we're focusing solely on football, which I imagine we would with Field, then, I mean, this is a guy who studies hundreds of players per year.
It's not about studying the players.
Right,
it's,
but he
it's
also
about...
doesn't have Dave's condition, which allows him to retain this kind of information.
Right.
That's like a superpower.
Yeah, I don't function properly, RJ.
Yeah, when you turn it on, watch out.
I mean, you know, like it's like, would you rather have X-ray vision or would you rather, you know, be able to, you know, fly at 100 miles an hour? I have my own superpower.
Yeah, you really do.
And it flares up on Thursdays especially.
It's like mental PEDs.
It is.
I got a lot going on. And you know I've eliminated everything of relevance to have this special knowledge.
Right, like emotion and real friendships.
That's not true. I have real friendships.
Okay. You know what you're like, though? It's because this is, you just said it. It's what your body functions on. You're like the Chad Ochocinco of where they went to college. Because there's there's no way that someone should be in as good a shape and function athletically the way Ochocinco does and eat the amount of McDonald's that he does. Like, that shouldn't work that way.
Yeah, but it does. That's right. The beauty of me and Chad.
Right. I was praising you.
Yeah, well, I'll take it. Let's go to Shooter Stanford, see what he's bringing to the table today. Good morning, Shooter.
You know what I'm bringing to the table, baby. Let's go, Knicks. Good morning, boys. Good morning, companies. Excited about your pickleball match. Excited about the Mets game. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's a good time to be a Knicks fan. It's a good time to be a New York fan. That's Jake in the back making noise, so I'll be quick.
All right.
I got to take him to daycare, but I am off today. Off the whole week, baby. New York City is off the whole week. Hoorah!
That's good to know. What do you got?
So why are you taking him to daycare if you're off?
Because he doesn't want to be troubled, saddled with the kid.
Correct. I got to do some yard work today, Rick. I'm going to plant the seed. They just leveled off the yard with dirt. I got to plant seed. Hey, you know what to do. I got a lot of work to do. You can't be there.
Okay.
Rick can probably attest this, right? Like, team chemistry is almost as important as the talent of your players. And I know the Knicks aren't the most talented team, but I feel like we have the most team chemistry in the league right now. And Embiid looks like a jerk. He throws us around. He throws his own players around. And I think we're going to win this series.
Your
for
child
sure.
needs you. Your child, he's hey. Desperate for your attention. Sorry. For the kid's going to be in therapy for the rest of his life,
let's
for
go
God's
Knicks,
sakes.
Baby. Let's go Knicks.
He's calling it, "Daddy, Daddy, I need you." He's dropping him off at daycare for no reason, and now he won't even respond to him.
I don't know. It's more important than town. Rick, talk about with your hockey teams. I'll talk to you guys later.
Honestly, find a better help, right? Don't they sponsor something on the station? Get the kid therapy.
He was screaming for like 60 seconds.
I mean, can you imagine that? It's like, so what do you say? His name is Kyle?
No,
Jake, whatever?
Jake.
He's like, Jake. He's like, "Daddy, I want to spend the day with you." "Jake, you'll be going to daycare." okay, can we talk in the car? Of course. Like that. But Daddy.
I gotta listen to DNR and plant some seeds.
Daddy.
But you said you had the day off.
Yeah, but that the whole week you said you're off.
I got to call the guys. Take you into daycare.
I mean, what is happening? I feel awful for this poor kid.
Shooter's ignoring his child. That's what's happening.
The kid is having a meltdown. He doesn't want to go to daycare today. Why do I have to go to daycare today, Daddy? Because I want to get some yard work done. That's why, Jakey.
Because I want to talk about team chemistry with Rick and Dave.
Right. Clearly, I have none of that in the home.
Oh, my God.
But, Daddy, we talk in the car ride to daycare, right? Yes, Jake, until I call the guys, and then no.
Till they pick me up from home.
Right, right. You'll have, like, a window, Jake.
Oh.
And then he's clamoring for his attention. Like, "Dad, but, Daddy!" And then, I mean, he sounds like he's, what, 2-3 years old? Oh, man. What are we doing?
He's going to need therapy.
Tell me he's not.
Oh, RJ, you're probably going to get a phone. You'll get a call at some point from Jake and his therapist about what just happened. Probably.
By the way,
could you please send the clip of me as a young child?
I throws us around. He throws his own players around. And I think we're going to win the series.
Not now, Jake. I got to call the guys.
Jake, I'm on the phone with the guys.
By the way, speaking of people reaching out,
yeah,
you know where I just got a text from?
Don LaGreca.
Field Yates.
Oh, he's got that mole down in North Carolina.
Said my spies are listening.
he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Look at Field. I don't think he's scared of you at all.
On draft day, no less.
But right, he's going to be on ABC. He's going to be on the nation's network tonight.
He looked great last night.
He's a very nice looking guy.
His hair is, I mean, perfect.
He's got a great look. I mean, RJ is the lower tier Field Yates.
That's right. I'm like, if you couldn't afford like the real Field Yates, you'd bring me in.
That's right. You could be like a Field Yates stunt double.
Yeah, like the less handsome, less successful version of Field.
That's right.
What's the Costco brand, RJ?
Kirkland?
Kirkland.
Yes,
he's Kirkland Field Yates.
I am Kirkland Field Yates, yes.
There you go.
But that doesn't look like Field Yates. Well, it's third
Kirkland
round.
Santillo.
It's just the third round. We brought in Kirkland Santillo.
The good news is you could buy like 12 of me for the price of one Field.
That's right. What name do you go by? I'm Kirkland.
I'll tell you what, though. It's nice to know.
Daddy!
That was tough.
Daddy!
I was just going to do the same thing. Don't take me to daycare.
I don't want to go to daycare. I want to spend the day with Daddy.
And I love Shooter.
Shut up, all right? I'm taking you to daycare, and I'm on the phone with the guys.
I can plant seeds, though, Daddy.
They'll go to break at some point. You just calm yourself down there, Jake.
Just has zero interest in Jake.
Knobservations is coming up. You know this, Jake. It's Thursday. All right? When they do knobs, they won't take my call. At that point, we'll talk.
That's too much.
I feel terribly for this child.
That was a little bit, a little troubling.
A lot of troubling.
But we move forward.
We certainly do. 1-800-919-3776. I know I mentioned this earlier, but this is important. The draft, how you can consume it. So like I mentioned, ABC, ESPN, and I think a very underrated way you can go about things. Watch the Knicks game. Mute, not mute, whatever you'd like. Full volume, muted, doesn't matter. And there's a little tile on the ESPN New York app. Yep, it takes one finger. Yep, boop, touch the tile. All of a sudden, the draft on radio plays right there for you. That's it.
I mean, how easy is that? Doesn't get much easier than that.
It's beautiful.
It really is. And the good thing, too, is when you actually get onto the app and you click on and you see the tiles, you see Dave's beautiful face on one of the tiles.
Yeah, but I'm fat in that photo.
No.
I don't like that photo. I'd like to redo photos at some point soon.
No, you don't. Be careful what you wish for. You don't want
no,
to do
I
that.
Do. Well, throw us in a closet and let us do photos.
Well, you're definitely going to be redoing photos. Maybe you could do a little two-for-one.
Maybe right. I can. Maybe they superimpose a sexy picture of me right next to Rick. Maybe I oil up.
You have to oil up. This is, I mean, you're doing a nude photo shoot. You have to oil up.
Oh, I'll oil up.
Oh, that should be on our new tile photo. Like
crevices
for a podcast.
And areas you can't even imagine, I'll oil up.
Dave nude.
Who's going to have the pleasure of oiling you up? Is that a Sherry thing?
I had such an awful thought in my mind, and I was like, no, you savage animals. You just don't even think that.
What?
No, I'm not even going to tell you what I
was. No, you got to say it.
Well, ask it again, and I'll answer the question.
Who's going to be responsible for oiling you up?
Your mother.
I don't know if you'd want Mickey oiling you up. I don't know if that's the benefit.
I went back to the Princeton campus.
It's not nice.
I told you it wasn't nice. I recognized it wasn't nice.
You should have seen the battle in Boston. Mickey versus Nana Ginny. Well, these two just go at it.
I'm getting now emails from female listeners.
They're
Field
upset.
Yates is my celebrity crush.
Oh.
I love him.
This is becoming something else now.
Yeah.
RJ, maybe there's like a... Could you imagine if you were single, RJ, and you were Kirkland Yates? You could have this whole like little
no,
side hustle.
Kirkland Santillo.
Well, no, he'd be Kirkland Yates.
Yeah, if I told them who I really was, they have no interest.
Right.
I have to embrace...
It is me, Kirkland Yates.
Listen, Field... Like you said, he's going to be on network television. I mean, the man just got carded at a casino. I mean, everything's going in his direction.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe, and I'm not saying maybe he has some kind of a problem.
He looks too young and too handsome?
No.
Why are you assuming that?
A problem with the gambling.
No, I don't think it's a problem with the gambling. I mean,
it's possible, though.
No.
Oh, I think so.
Well, I wouldn't make those kind of insinuations here.
Well, if he's supposed to be studying for the draft, then he's sneaking off into a casino.
Maybe he's already studied. Maybe he doesn't wait till the last minute to do his mock draft like someone else I know.
Well, you know what? Then maybe he's not the most up-to-date version of himself he could be.
By the way, did you hear what Dave said, Rick, when you were asking him about his mock? And you were shocked he hasn't done it yet. Did you hear? Somebody was talking, so it kind of got covered a little. When he plans on doing it?
Yeah, probably.
During sim.
During sim.
Yeah.
That's well, literally 5 minutes before we have to
leave. That's right.
So that's right.
All the updated last information that I'll need.
See, in his mind, he'll do it during sim, zone out, and then in case he misses anything or needs a couple of buffer minutes, he'll do it during the commercials. And
or he'll do it during the actual mock draft.
Yeah, and in his mind, he's like, as long as I get like 1 through 8 covered beforehand, I'm good.
I'm fine now. I probably am ready to roll right now, and I don't even realize it.
Well, we're going to have to, we'll find out soon.
And I don't even realize
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm better than even I recognize.
Could you imagine having this level of self-confidence?
Is it bad?
No, I don't think it's bad. It's amazing, actually.
GM Dave, are you ready to make your pick? I got to knock out a couple more hours of tape tonight, and I think I'm good. How many guys have you studied? 7.
That's all I need.
I'm better than I even realize.
Yeah, I think so.
How long did you prepare for this draft? 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, maybe.
Why? Because I'm better than even I recognized.
I think that's true. I think that's accurate. All right. So are we ready to get involved with maybe I'll start working on it now. You're doing observations in DHIF. Maybe I'll spend a few minutes right now, RJ.
Yeah, you can zone out here.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Let's fire it up, Raymond.
You sure?
I'll go to Nobservations if and when I want to go to Nobservations.
These.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
Are knobs.
Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs.
And this.
Have a nice fight, Mike.
Off. Is Nobservations.
I feel like we have to touch back on this one more time.
MB looks like a jerk. He throws us around. He throws his own players around. And I think we're going to win this series.
As he's saying what kind of that Embiid looks like a jerk.
Yeah,
we're going to win this series.
Your child needs you. He's desperate for your attention. The kid's going to be in therapy for the rest of his life, for God's sake.
Let's go, Knicks.
Before I go talk to my child, let's go, Knicks.
You know what? I'd say never change, Shooter, but I don't think that's going to be a problem.
In all sincerity, can we not play that anymore?
It makes you sad.
It's very sad.
You think he's a neglectful parent?
I got a great email.
Uh-oh.
If Shooter was the lead role in Chang-a-Ling, he'd be screaming, "I don't want my son back."
Oh. I want my son back.
Changeling.
You can
Chang-a-Ling
have
or something.
You can have my son back.
I don't want him. Go Knicks.
Oh, alrighty. So here we go.
That might have just vaulted itself to the top of the Shooter greatest hits.
There's a long list.
That was wild.
Shooter has created a catalog like very few other people. I mean, this is, in my mind, what previously is atop the list.
You blank mother. Oh, no. Blank. Blank sucker. Mother. That's the line.
What is happening?
No one talks about this stuff. And it's
Shooter.
You can have pain. I've had some pain. I'm playing basketball. Like, I'll
oh, my God. Just say what you want to say.
And then Shooter calls one time from.
Let me get out. Get out of the bathroom. Half the kids didn't know how to pump gas. Half them didn't know how to do it. They were going to pump the diesel.
Karen, why'd you do that, Karen? That was all we had, Karen.
I don't.
See, I think that's good.
Were the kids? There was kids crying in the background of that one, too.
Yeah. Always kids crying.
Shooter's a teacher.
There's always kids crying.
I mean, he calls us like 8:30 also. I always assume there's supposed to be a class going. I guess I never asked. And he's in the bathroom.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Where's the other one where he says, all right, at the end? You admonished him for something, and he just said, all right.
I hope he was at least strapped into the car seat.
Oh, boy. So, we touched on this earlier, and we didn't play the audio, but we have it. I'm sorry, Raymond. I know you tortured yourself yesterday on the sim. But Jerry Jones was asked about Dak Prescott's future. Of course, playing out the final year that four-year contract he signed. And this is a very roundabout way to say he wants to see more from Dak.
Well, we'd like to see some more leaves fall. We'd like to see some more action. It's called option. A lot of guys need to hand it off. First guy through the line. Another one will keep it another step, decide whether to pitch it or not. He'll decide whether to turn upfield with it. Then he's still got a pitch left. I've spent my life being an option quarterback. It'd be madness not to know that the contracts are ahead. I want to see a few more cards play.
Who wants to tell him?
Tell who what?
He just said it. He just mentioned.
Tell
so
RJ
knew.
That we played that yesterday.
Oh, he knows.
You knew that was played yesterday, RJ?
Well, yeah, I mentioned that he touched on it yesterday, right? I feel like this. I know it was towards the end of Sim, and it was very compacted. But I wanted to get.
Yeah, RJ's right.
That is an awful soundbite. And so unnecessary. Like, why would you say something that makes you look so foolish?
I don't think Jerry cares about looking foolish.
How old is Jerry now?
82, something like that.
Well, he's getting up there.
Well, so he's 81, he'll be 82 in October. So my question, though, is if Kirk Cousins gets the kind of money he got this year, let's just say Dak does hit the open market. Like, what are we looking at?
Well, Dak is better than Kirk Cousins.
I agree.
So,
what did Cousins get? Three-year deal, right?
4-year, 180, 100 mil guaranteed.
I mean, how old will Dak be at the end of the season anyway?
He's 31.
So
I think
a 32-year-old, and Kirk is considerably older, right?
He'll be 31 when the season ends. He's 30 right now.
30 right now, 31, and Kirk is how old?
I think 35. Let me check for you.
I would say he'd get a longer-term deal.
He's 35, Kirk.
35?
He's 5 years younger.
Yeah, but he probably wouldn't even want a longer-term deal. He'd probably go 3-4 years, cash in one more time.
Maybe. Would this be your worst nightmare? Giants wins the whole thing.
I'd be sick. I would be sick.
You'd have to go into hiding. I don't know how you would. I mean, you couldn't come back to
the funniest part would be all the Giants fans who called the guy a choker would suddenly change their tune.
But you can't deny that he's been a choker.
The team has been a choker.
He's been a choker.
You think there's any chance that's part of Shane's plan? Like, it's all smokescreen. They do not draft a quarterback. Maybe a second-round guy. Or they trade maybe back into the first round, but that would take Dak off the table. Let's just say they don't take a quarterback in the first round tonight. You let Jones play it out, and the next year you maybe they're in on Dak.
I don't anticipate that, but I guess anything is possible.
That's a heck of a gamble, though. Like I that may be a bridge too far. I think they'd want to go younger.
Dallas could still keep him, even though it feels like they're trending against that. He could read the option and decide to keep him.
Nice.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you have to let the leaves fall. Read the option, something. So, Tyreek Hill was on the $1 Million Worth of Game podcast. And he talked about, do you remember that play when the Dolphins took on the Chiefs? And he was mugged at the line. Not in an illegal way. And just thrown to the ground.
Yes.
So, he was watching tape with Mike McDaniel after the season ended, and some of the other Dolphins were around, and was called out right in front of everybody.
The coach is calling you out in front of other guys. A lot of guys aren't used to that. A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room, being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, bro, you suck this play,
bro. You ever had somebody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins, play against Snead, Chiefs. Did everybody see this play against the Chiefs with one coming to the flow? He called me out. He like, Reek, bro, you supposed to be the best player in the league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. Pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love that, because I'm going to take that to heart, and I'm gonna get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. If a cannot hold me accountable, I'm not going to be able to get better.
He curses a lot.
Well, you pretend like you don't curse a lot if you weren't on the radio.
I don't curse like that.
Oh, not like that, but I mean,
cursed at poor Nick.
I almost swore at Nick. If you are not,
if you're that willy nilly with F bombs on the radio, I can't even imagine.
You spend time off the air with me. I don't curse like that.
But in an office setting, I don't know what you're like when all of a sudden
have your curses in text message form.
The umpire makes a bad call, doesn't call a timeout, and then all of a sudden wants to call a timeout after Ben hits a double.
I didn't curse.
So yeah,
I admonished.
Okay. So you say.
I didn't curse. I would tell you if I cursed.
I can't believe the AD went after you.
After me. God forbid the AD go after the umpire.
Yeah. And that was a home game?
Home game.
What the?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Not his finest moment.
No.
By the way, you see what the Bears are doing with their new stadium proposal?
No.
So they applied for funding. They want to build a new stadium. They want to put a roof on it. They want it to be a dome.
I don't like that.
Well, maybe it has to do with who they plan on drafting tonight. You ever think about that?
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair point. But I mean, I don't like that. I think Chicago, Buffalo, there are certain teams that should, you know, bear the elements.
They put out a video. I saw it. I love when teams, they talk about, oh, this will revitalize the district. They create jobs and will incorporate the museum land and the parks and pathways for, sell it hard for the city of Chicago.
Right. And the bean.
And the bean.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, this is more important.
This is nice. You're listening to DNR 98.7 ESPN WEPN FM. Where?
New York.
Oh, it changed. That's nice. Like a Halliburton kind of
situation. Right. See what I did?
Mm-hmm.
That's you. That's you right here.
What's to come, in the series, and
just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us.
That doesn't even sound like the same person.
What's to come, in the series, and
just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us.
You're right. It actually sounds like the audio sped up.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not AI.
I'm telling you, it's not.
I watched them live talk like that. It's a thing. I don't know why it happens.
An odd thing.
Could you work with me if that was like my little tick?
Be unsettling.
I think I could, but I think I would try to probably get you help.
Did you know Michael Jordan is a NASCAR team owner?
Yep.
Heard about that.
So Talladega is a big race, super speedway. And the reason I bring that up is his driver is Tyler Reddick. And Tyler Reddick, coming off of turn four to end the race, was in fourth, fifth place. And there was a big crash in front of him. Tyler Reddick won the race. So he closed from fourth to first in the last few hundred yards or so. Good for him, right? So Michael Jordan is getting ready to fly out of Talladega, which I believe is in Alabama. And he's getting out his jet. And he was talking to one of the crew members of said jet. And here was the audio as he was getting set to board.
Curtis, yeah. We're going to be wasted on the plane, just so you know. We're going to be wasted on the plane. Absolutely wasted.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. That's how you celebrate.
Good for him.
Who's living a better life right now than Michael Jordan?
Nobody.
You know, I'm like, I don't like the rules at all these golf courses I'm playing down in Florida. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to build my own. Not only am I going to build my own golf course, I'm going to build it to fit how I play golf, to the point where they call it the slaughterhouse. Because when he plays people at money matches, it's so perfectly set up for himself. I see him on his fishing boat. He owns a NASCAR team.
He's got it all. He looks terrific, by the way. I mean, Michael Jordan's got to be, what, in his 60s? He looks great.
That's unbelievable. Still making so much money from the...
He's a multi-billionaire at this point.
He's 61.
I think he's worth, I think I saw last time I checked, like $3 billion or something.
Yeah, $3.2 billion.
Unbelievable.
According to Forbes.
Is he the richest athlete in the world?
There's a lot of questions being asked today.
Well, this is what Dave does. He missed you.
You know what? Forget it. Just move along. Trudge along.
No.
I thought that could like spur some real conversation. I didn't realize it wouldn't be met with such resistance. It's fine.
Well, net worth lifetime of athletes requires some.
He's the most.
He's got it. I would think so.
But I think the list
I'm looking at, he's one in Tiger
Woods. I'm playing chess. Okay, because I thought we could then start to have the, well, is there a soccer player?
Whoa.
Where does Tiger Woods fall in here?
So how about this? Okay, this is interesting. Okay, try to guess. So Jordan's one, Tiger Woods is two. You mentioned soccer player. Who's three?
Ronaldo?
Right. Who's four now? I think I could give you 100 guesses. You'd never get this.
Okay. The F1 driver.
Nope.
Oh. Why are you laughing?
The F1 driver.
You put all your eggs in that basket. You're
yeah,
like, oh.
I thought it was Lewis Hamilton.
If it's not Lewis Hamilton, I got nothing. Yeah.
Hamilton's not even the best F1 driver anymore.
Well, he's the one I know the best.
Surprising to just throw out like Michael Schumacher or something.
Dave's got nothing after that. He
I
put
think
all
Michael Schumacher still is he? I don't even want to say
that. That was a long time ago. Yes, I'm aware.
There's no way you get this. 0% chance.
No way I get this.
0% chance.
0% chance that I get this.
Yeah, yes. If it's a list I'm looking at.
It is.
Then.
Zero.
Yeah,
it's
zero.
Cricket.
No, it's not cricket. It is not cricket.
Is it a well-established sport for us here?
Yeah. It's not one of the four main sports. Four major sports.
Tennis.
Nope.
You're on the right path.
Close.
I'm on the right path with tennis?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a country club sport.
Golf.
Yep.
All right.
We got there eventually.
Okay. Mickelson.
Nope.
Hey, well, his net worth is... you never know. Yeah, he might be in the red.
Yeah. A delicious drink.
Yeah. Oh, that's
delicious.
A good clue. Great clue.
A delicious drink?
Delicious drink.
A Morikawa.
He was awesome. Morikawa was awesome with us when we had him on the show. Delicious drink.
That's a great clue.
Is it?
It's half something.
How do you not?
Arnold Palmer?
Yeah.
There it is.
I would have never got that.
You got Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus in the top six.
Still?
Palmer, $1.76 billion. Jack Nicklaus, $1.67 billion.
That's a lot of money. Shooter is the exact guy, Rick, that I was talking about that gets me nuts.
All right.
That was the one.
Found it.
See, you were right, Dave. Led to some great conversation.
Sorry. I can't help it.
It just took time to get a list together.
It's a gift.
You know, we've learned you, though. It's like we're Mahomes and you're Mahomes and we're all Kelsey. But we just...
You have to adjust on the route.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We're just kind of putting it all together on the fly.
So who's the Andy Reid getting yelled at in this situation?
Probably Bauer.
Mm. Yeah.
Leah, LeBron was five on that list. Nicholas, Messi, David Beckham, Federer, and Floyd Mayweather were the top 10. Floyd worth 1.4.
And he's a big gambler, too.
That's right. Yeah, he could be in the red at any moment as well. All right, Raymond.
taking an Uber to and from your own bank robbery.
Did it happen?
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
In Florida.
The Florida Panthers, I was coaching.
Yeah,
you don't care.
No.
So, Dave, you remember when... Well, you may not remember, but you remember when you told us about this happened. Who did not have a good weekend?
I peed my pants that day.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
And yep. that was because of time travel, right? You thought by closing your eyes, would just be in the bathroom.
That's right. Why do I get made fun of with
it? It wasn't time travel necessarily. He could teleport himself.
Yeah,
transport himself.
I could just transport myself from one spot to another.
Time travel sounds better, though.
So... Because you were,
hello, anybody home?
Because you were under the influence.
Have you done crack?
No. So, because you were under the influence, this story reminded me of you.
What are you looking at, butthead?
So, a man in a place had an incident with a vehicle. Was driving, minding his own business, and...
I like when RJ laughs when he's doing the stories.
So, takes his car and, unfortunately, smashed into a building.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a big, big building. So, in doing so, created quite the incident in the building. And as a result, the police, when they arrived on scene, the man was okay. For reasons known only to him. Because he totaled the car, totaled the building.
He totaled the building?
Yeah, it was a small building. Knocked it all over. And they asked him, what is it, sir, that caused you to drive into this building at 10:50 a.m.?
Oh, no.
And he said that he thought, after being evaluated, I'm guessing this was just a reason to try to get out of it, but... That he thought if he did so, he would in fact send himself back in time.
So he was trying to drive through a portal.
Right.
He was, because if you look at the picture of the building, he was trying to drive somewhere.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
So thankfully...
What kind of car did you say he was in?
I don't know if I did.
Oh.
Yeah, he said it was just a car.
Would you like to
know? It might have been a DeLorean. I don't know.
I don't normally give you this kind of information, but would you like to know?
I'd love to know, actually.
Dodge Challenger.
Ooh.
Florida.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
So I ask you.
I'm going to Florida.
It was either going to be a Challenger or a Charger.
I'm going Florida.
I will also go Florida. Yeah.
All three on the Florida. All three correct.
Yes.
Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, my. If you had told me to nail down a section of Florida, I would have said the panhandle.
That's panhandle, right?
Oh, yeah. That's panhandle.
That's not Okeechobee.
It's not Okeechobee.
No. It's not Okeechobee.
Back roads, you know, like Okeechobee or whatever it is in Florida. That's very nice, that Okeechobee.
And that is Knobs and DF.
You're very good. Well, welcome back, RJ.
You get worried when you're gone for a few days. You got Bauer. Coming up behind you, trying to steer your spot.
You can ask Raymond.
Excuse me?
This is true.
Oh, God. It got a little nasty with Bauer, yeah.
Every time I go on vacation, the first thing I say to Ray when I see him is, I don't know if I have it anymore.
Why?
Yeah, he does say that constantly.
Every time.
That's a true statement.
Well, that's because he needs you to baby him and tell him, you still got it,
Dave.
Dave needs constant reassurance. I get it.
Forget it.
I get it.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.